The story of the healing of the born blind we heard today, along with last week's gospel, the woman at the well, and next week's gospel, the raising of Lazarus, are texts related to the ancient church's preparation for baptism. From the 5th and 6th centuries, Lent was considered the time of preparation for the sacrament of baptism, which was given on Easter night. At the time, the catechumen learned the doctrine from the catechist for about 3 years. After that, they were guided in their daily life of faith at the church. 3 weeks before Easter, the catechumen attended Mass every day and listened to the homily of the bishop or priest to make final preparation for baptism. During this time, readings were read that reminded people of the meaning of the baptism. The candidates came to know the true meaning of the sacrament baptism through the story of the Samaritan woman on the third Sunday of Lent, which we heard last week, the story of the healing of the blind, which we heard today, on the fourth Sunday of Lent, and the story of the raising of Lazarus on the fifth Sunday of Lent. These three stories, told by John the Evangelist, point out the central elements of Christian faith. The conversation with the Samaritan woman tells us what the source of the Christian faith is. Through the story of the woman at the well, we can know that the words of Jesus give us vitality and courage. The story of the healing of a born blind tells us about a new insight and perspective that Christians should have. And the story of the raising of Lazarus reminds us that Christians must overcome the fear of death, the greatest limit and weakness of human beings, through faith, because Jesus gives us eternal life. The story of the healing of the born blind metaphorically tells us that we were blind before we received the sacrament of baptism. Eyes in the gospel do not simply refer to physical eyes. Spiritual eyes must be open to notice the hidden meaning beyond what is visible. The blind man who gained his sight at the pool of Siloam not only had his physical eyes open, but also his spiritual eyes. Through the miracle of Jesus, the blind man realized who Jesus was. His realization is firm and clear. He proudly reveals his thoughts to the Pharisees, who claim that a sinner who does not keep the Sabbath law cannot cause such a sign. If you look at the contents of the gospel today, you can see that the title of Jesus used by the blind is changing. At first, the blind man said to the people that a man called Jesus had opened his eyes. Then, when people took him to the Pharisees, he said, "Jesus is a prophet." And when the Pharisees called him again, he testifies that Jesus is the one who came from God. In this way, the blind man opened his spiritual eyes to correctly recognize Jesus. The process of witnessing Jesus by the blind is no different from the process of accepting and awakening to our faith. When our spiritual eyes are not open, Jesus is just one of the countless people who appear in our daily life. The word blind has another meaning of being obsessed. Attachment prevents us from seeing the God who invites us into light and life. The last words of Jesus in today's gospel are significant. He says, "If you were blind, you would have no sin, but now you are saying, 'We see,' so your sin remains." These words of Jesus apply equally to us who have received the sacrament of baptism. We must see the world not only through a senses and instinctive perspective, but through the spirit of wisdom and discernment given to us through the Holy Spirit. This is like looking at the world through the eyes of Jesus. It is to be with those who are in pain, comfort those who are sad, and give courage to those who are suffering. The Apostle Paul's letter to the Ephesians that we have heard today reminds us of our calling. "Brothers and sisters, you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. For light produces every kind of goodness and righteousness and truth. Try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the fruitless works of darkness. I hope we will have time to awaken our sense of faith once again as we prepare for the upcoming Easter. God gives us messages in answer to our prayers and in His Word. If we understand the message of Jesus well, it will be of great help in opening our eyes to faith. In today's gospel, the blind could open his eyes by listening to Jesus' word. Jesus asked him to go to wash in the pool of Siloam. Then he went to the pool of Siloam. He experienced the miracle of seeing again by hearing the words of Jesus and putting them into practice. At the same time, his spiritual eyes were also opened. Therefore, as we prepare for Easter, I recommend that you read the readings and gospel of daily masses. I believe many of us have the Word Among Us, the small book, where you can discover what God is saying to you and what He wants you to see. If you don't have that small book, you can read daily mass readings provided by the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops website, usccb.org. They also come with audio files, so you can listen to the readings and the gospel while driving or working. Brothers and sisters, so I hope it'll be a week to further open your spiritual eyes through God's word and prayer. If you open your spiritual eyes through prayer and meditation on the word, we will feel the same joy as the blind man who opened his eyes, and it will be of great help in preparing for Easter.